Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Hi, this is Kelly, a.k.a. Trixie from Ragnarok & Roll, assigned to Ragnarok Story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and RPGpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
Hi, this is Jim from Creative Play and Podcast Network. I just wanted to say thank you guys. It looks like D&D Journey of the 5th Edition is going to be hitting 27k today, which is astounding because it was only a week ago that we were at 26k. So I'd just like to thank you guys for listening and say I hope you enjoy the next 27k. So a few things we have going on right now. Right now we're gearing up for after we clean out Wave Echo Cave and finish the D&D starter set. I was going to go ahead and leave it up to the gaming group and you guys, our listeners, to see if you'd rather we do the Rise of Tiamat or the Princes of the Apocalypse. So go ahead and email us what you guys think we should do and we'll decide which one of the two adventures to knock off next. And just to let you guys know, the gaming group's going to be over at Tucson Games and Gadgets for the April 11th International Gaming Day. If you guys are in the Tucson area, just come on by and say hi to us. We'd love to meet you and get a sound blurb that we can play on the air for you. And next we have coming up is a few Q&As that people have sent in to us over the last few weeks. We finally got a chance to sit down and get them knocked out for most of the group. Later on I'll be sending in the next three for you guys sometime this weekend. So just go ahead and keep an eye on it. We'll get those out for you. And as always, guys, thank you for listening. We're going to start with gallivanting with Galen.
Yes.
So, Carrie, Galen, introduce yourself.
Well, I'm Carrie, and did we say anything else about who we are? I'm Carrie. I live here, and I don't know.
And she doesn't know, folks. She doesn't know.
I do know, but I'm just not sharing, I suppose. But anyways, they all know we live in Arizona, so.
True.
Let's see, and I played Galen the Gallant, who was family fled Thunder Tree at the eruption of the volcano, and one day I'll return.
Before it was taken over by the benevolent green dragon.
<Shut up. laughs> One day I will return and restore Thunder Tree, and they will one day put a statue of me in the square.
The lady named Galen.
The Gallant. We'll have to whip out the song.
So Galen.
Yes.
How long until the dragon gets put down?
Not soon enough for my taste. Do I get a chip for that?
Light side point.
Actually, dark side point.
Oh no, light side point.
For me. Oh no.
So, what has been your most enjoyable aspect of the game so far?
Am I speaking as Galen or am I speaking as Carrie?
Yes.
As Galen? Well, the camaraderie has been excellent, with the exception, of course, that elf. But they are a good group. I think we'll do great things together, and they will help me, well, at least most of them will, help me restore Thunder Tree.
I'm wondering until we have an episode where the elf and the folk hero have a little mano-e-mano moment in Thunder Tree.
I have a dragon on my side.
Don't rile him up right now, okay?
It's like TNT. We love drama. So Carrie, what's been your most enjoyable part of the game so far?
Actually, the group is kind of awesome. Oh my god. I mean, I enjoyed playing with everybody here, but adding Jocelyn just and Chaz made it just that much better. I couldn't believe it. I think we have a good rapport, and I just, it's fun. I like, it's fun. I have fun doing it with this group of people.
Okay. And what has been your most memorable kill in the game so far?
Gosh. She can't remember. I can't remember now. I'm like, I don't know, I've killed many things.
So none.
She's been too busy spreading her story. Like, and stuff.
Okay, you're signaling. What are you signaling? What did I kill? Oh, that's right. I forgot. I got the critical hit on Glassstaff when my arrow pierced his chest and broke through his shield. That was undeniably a victorious
He was master.
Death.
Serious overkill.
Yeah, that was the critical. Yeah, I got double damage. I mean, I rolled the 20, a natural 20, and then got the. That was epic. So much fun. It's legendary.
All right. Is there anything you wanted to say to the audience?
To the audience, thank you for listening. And wow, I can't believe people are actually listening. It's like when you suggested this, and I'm like, doing a podcast, yeah, sure, no problem. I didn't think anyone was going to listen. But apparently you are, so thank you, and I hope you're enjoying it, because I know I am. So that's what I'm going to say. Galen doesn't have anything to say because she doesn't know anybody's listening.
She's too humble. So we've already asked Tilda about what she wants to do if she could make a rogues guild. What would you do once you get that statue built for you in Thundertree? What would Galen's, you know, path be after that?
Well, I think that I'm not one for being ruler or mayor or anything per se, though I will definitely give my feedback. My role, I think, would be as I would protect Thundertree. It's my destiny. Not only to restore it, but I think to protect it as well. So maybe as a ranger, protecting around, checking things, and questing too. I mean, many things have benefited me on our quests, and many more could.
Okay, so Carrie, if Galen is going to retire to a semi-retirement around Thundertree, what character do you think you'd play next?
Oh, well, you know, I'm always fond of ranger types. I really am. But I'm also kind of fond of the warrior classes. Really. So it would be it would definitely be a warrior class probably, or a ranger class. I'm sort of a shoot or punch first, you know, sword first, ask questions later type of gal, it would appear. I'm not a magic user of any real sort. Going to stick to the warrior type classes.
It'd be interesting to see you play the new type of ranger. Now that they're back to rangers getting spells.
Well, yeah, I did have in a previous D&D, I did a dual classification of ranger wizard. Mm-hmm. And I was just beginning to get into that with our Company of Valor way back in the day. And with my half elf. No, I was full elf.
You were full elf.
Kelly was half elf. I was a full elf, yes. So
back
yeah,
in the 3.5 game.
Yeah, with our Company of Valor. Yeah, so I was just beginning to start my, you know, so I had a few spells and stuff like that. So,
all right.
I'm always willing to give it a try.
We'll see what happens in the next game.
Yeah.
All righty. I'll go ahead and call that as the interview, and thank you for being there with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
And
okay.
Like always, thank you for listening.
I'm going next.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.
Hey guys, hope you really enjoyed that last episode. If you did, go ahead and find us on Facebook under Creative Playin Podcast Network or our website, creativeplayinpodcastnetwork.com. And make sure you check out all three of our podcasts, Creative Playin Podcast Network, D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, and Ragnarok and Roll, a Scion Hero to Ragnarok Story.
I like these because they're like not exactly, they're kind of gray.
The ashy.
I call those Robin's Egg Blue.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, so who wants to go first?
It's looking at me.
It
is. It's listening to you as well. It's just staring into your soul. And now it's more comfortable.
It finds you lacking.
It finds your lacking. And
the funny
faith
thing is, his pupils
have
dilated almost.
Uh-huh.
But like
the blue and gray is getting you more blue and gray in his eyes.
Okay, we're good.
Now, if only I
that
had.
That is the face of somebody who's looked into the darkness.
It was.
And the darkness looks back.
It drained my soul.
Okay. Seems like something.
I can't enjoy the blues anymore.
Okay, good.
I'm gonna have to wear a lot of J. Crew. And listen to Kenny G.
Okay, so let's do the interview.
All right, so.
Gallimet and Galen.